All right, while the angels and the cows and the kings and shepherds take their seats, why don't we just give them one more round of applause? You lot are absolutely brilliant. I just want to honour as well Anne Niche and obviously Stace for all the hard work in organising our Hillside Kids over the course of the year. This kind of thing just doesn't come together whimsically. And all our volunteer staff as well. Just thank you very much for the great job that you guys do. We really appreciate that. So, you've had the cows and you've had the other farm animals and now you got me. So, don't laugh, please. One final thought for your Family Fun Day. As you know, and those of you that have been to Family Fun Day before, we go to Red Frog's Leavers Chaplaincy over Leavers Week. That happened about 2 weeks ago. And we go there to look after all the Year 12 Leavers who are having a bit of a party down there. And I just want to share, as I often do, a little story on our Family Fun Day of some of the things that I've seen down at Leavers. I met a young guy during Red Frog's training. His name was Byron. And I'd never seen him before. And as I do, I often say to any of the new Red Frog crew, so mate, what's brought you to do this? Obviously, you're about to spend $300 to go down to Leavers down in Dunsborough and Busselton, and you're basically going to be like sweeping up vomit, picking up all sorts of horrible things off of the floor, and basically dealing with a whole load of drunk or under the influence teenagers. So, mate, tell me, Byron, why are you doing it? And he says to me, Craig, I was a leaver last year. I'm like, oh, mate, so you're still quite young. So you were a leaver last year. What happened? He says, the Red Frog crew helped one of my mates. And it just stuck with me for such a long time. I thought, man, what those guys do is amazing. And if I get an opportunity, I'd love to join that crew. And so he found out through his local church in the northern suburbs that he was able to join the Red Frog crew. So he did so this year. And he kind of jumped at the chance to get involved. He was actually the only guy from his church that came to Leavers Week. So he was quite brave to just like rock on up on his own. Bearing in mind, Hillside, our church, had the biggest contingent of Red Frogs out of all of WA this year. So we had about 22 of us. And Byron has turned up on his own. So kudos to Byron for that. In the middle of the week, I think it was the Wednesday night. It was pretty late. It must have been about 1 o'clock in the morning. I got a call from the Red Frog call centre. And they said, Craig, look, we want you to go into the zone because Byron has been handling a situation and it's been pretty full on. We're not sure of all of the details, but can you go? Can you find him and just kind of debrief with him a little bit? So it took me about 25 minutes in the car to head down to where Byron was. Byron was actually in a place called The Zone. And The Zone is set up, it's a bunch of music festival tents, and it's got like fairground rides there. It's basically the place that is set up on Leavers Week for around about 8,000 leavers to go party, okay? And they do that every night of the week down in Dunsborough. So I've got to find Byron in the midst of 8,000 odd leavers. We find him, and I'm seeing this young lad, 19 years old. He's a big boy, he's way taller than me. And I'm looking at him, and he's just got these big, big red eyes. And I'm like, Byron, mate, what's happened, man? Are you okay? And he says to me that, Craig, I've just had to carry this young girl. I've had to carry her about 50 metres, which is more or less, you know, a little bit longer than the end of this auditorium. I've had to carry her because she was completely unresponsive. And I said, so what? Where did you take her? What did you do? And he said, I carried her to the medical tent. And I said, so do you know what happened? And he goes, no, I just literally handed her over. And then they ushered me out. And he says, Craig, mate, she was completely limp in my hands. She had no life about her at all. She was completely unconscious. And his tears and his emotion were that he feared the absolute worst had happened to this young lady. As he was explaining to me, tears were flooding down his face and his voice was crackling with sorrow. He was absolutely convinced that the worst had happened. He said to me he'd never lifted a body as limp as this young girl's ever before. In those moments, speaking to Byron, it was clear that he had this deep, deep burden to show care, a richness to his feelings. It was clear how much compassion Byron had for the WA leavers, how much care he had for each of them, and how much he grieved the condition that this young girl was in. And so we continued to talk with Byron and tried to console him a little. And as we just rounded off the conversation, we said, let's pray together. And we prayed. And Byron at the end of that said, hey, Craig, look, man, is there any way you can get us into the med tent? Can we just see if she's okay? And bear in mind, the medical tent at WA Leavers, that's a no-fly zone. You can't just, like, peer in there if you feel like it. Basically, as soon as you're in there, that's a lockbox. But God's favour was upon us because we went over to the entrance of the medical tent and we spoke to one of the staff there. And they said, look, we don't normally do this, but I think they could see just how much grief was on Byron's face. And they said, look, if you can go in quickly, if you can go in quietly, and just come out as soon as you can, okay? So we went in there. It was a good 40 minutes after the incident. And there's just a sea, an absolute sea of people being treated for all sorts of things. Drunkenness, overdoses, all sorts of different things that have happened. There's literally hundreds of people in this tent. And amazingly, quite quickly, we've actually managed to identify the girl that Byron carried in, limp and unconscious, into the tent. You see, as we walked in, she was getting herself very unsteadily off of one of the hospital beds. And by this stage, one of her friends was with her now to help her and support her as she got up off of that bed. And we could hear her just apologising out of embarrassment to the medical staff. She was like, oh, I'm really sorry. I was in such a bad way. And she's staggering about and she's saying to the medical staff, hey, you know what? I'm just going to go home. I've overdone it. I'm going to go home and sleep this off. And her friend was with her to support her as she made her way out of the medical tent. And Byron and I are just standing there, literally about 3-4 meters away, watching this scene unfold. And this young lady literally brushes past Byron on her way out with her friend. She had no idea that Byron's good deeds had played a part in her getting the help that she needed in those moments. You see, Byron didn't even know the name of the girl that he helped. It wasn't as if he could say, excuse me, Helen or Paula or Sheila. I had to put an Australian one in there. He couldn't even do that. And to explain what he had done would have taken far too long. You see, as I stepped back from that situation, what Byron didn't even realise, and what the girl definitely didn't realise, is that the Red Frog crew a whole 12 months earlier, had set the wheels in motion for Byron to be in the right place at the right time for this unidentified girl. You see, what this girl didn't realise is that God had protected her, and he'd set his people in place to do so a whole year earlier, just so that in that moment, she would be looked after. In the Bible, Paul writes to Timothy and he says, "Do good, be rich in good deeds, and be generous and willing to serve." See, church, in this festive season, as we celebrate the birth of the King, this baby Jesus that came to rescue us, will we be rich in good deeds? Even when no one might notice, even when you might not get recognized for it, will we be rich in generosity? Will we be rich in a willingness to share? Whether that be a complete stranger, whether that be one of your friends, whether that be a member of your family, I urge you, church, this Christmas, will we be rich in good deed, generosity, and willingness to share? You see, today is our family fun day, and it's one of the reasons we do this is to say thank you to the Hillside family for all your good deeds over the course of 2016. So thank you, church, for your generosity, for your willingness to share and to serve, and your willingness to serve others. And as we walk into 2016, and I know around Christmas time there can be this kind of attitude of like, we're winding down for the year. I kind of say, well, hey, let's act in the opposite spirit to that. Why don't we wind up for Christmas? Why don't we let Jesus renew our spirit, and why don't we live out Paul's instructions in a way we've never seen before? You see, as Pastor Kerry always says, let's not play church, let's be church. Can we do that, church? Can we do that? Can we be the hands and the feet of Jesus this Christmas time? Can we go with a renewed spirit in good deed, in generosity, and a willingness to share? Church, that's my challenge to you. It's a personal challenge to myself as well. And I hope in the midst of all the fun that we are about to have, I hope that you're able to pay the blessing forward. I hope you're able to bless someone, to be rich in your generosity, to be rich in your good deed this Christmas period. Why don't we pray? Father God, I just give you thanks for each and every one in this room. Lord, I give you thanks that we are able, because we are so blessed, we are able to be a blessing to others. Father, as we go out today and have a lot of fun on our family fun day, Lord God, Father, we just pray that we may be able to be a blessing to someone else beyond this campus, Lord God, all the way through Christmas time. Father, that we may be the hands and feet of Jesus, Lord God. Father, would you renew our spirits? Would you give us an extra measure of grace? Would you give us an extra measure of boldness, that we may step into situations and be your hands and feet and show who we represent through our good deeds? Lord, would you bless your people this day? Would you protect your people this day? And Lord, we just pray that the best is yet to come ahead of Christmas and New Year 2017. We pray all of this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.